So as many of you know, I work for Michelin a lot more than I should, probably some weeks. But we've got a new production manager, and our focus lately has been taking action. He says, you know, if you're not taking action, then you're not making any improvements. You're not taking care of anything for tomorrow. So I'm going to talk quickly about taking action. Now, at Michelin, like many industrial places, we have short-term actions, and we have long-term actions. If you get it done today, it goes in your WIN card. WIN stands for what's important now. What are you going to guarantee me that you will get done today to make the plant operate better? But we've also got long-term actions. Those go in an action register on the wall. We track them. We keep updates. We make sure that eventually they're completed. But in the far horizon that we're looking at, we know that those actions are going to come due. So I'd like to talk for a minute about both, because if we're not taking action, then like the Church of Laodicea, we're considered lukewarm. You know, if you sit in a lukewarm bathtub, you can sit there forever. But if it's hot or if it's cold, you're going to do something about it. So I'm not going to read through all the verses I have, but I will reference several. The one that I'm actually going to read through is at Galatians 6, verses 9 through 10. That's going to be my main focus there. It says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." So there's two types of actions, as I mentioned. You've got long-term and short-term. In due season we shall all reap. Those are your long-term actions. But as we therefore have the opportunity, those are your short-term. Some people are nearsighted. They can't focus on the long-term. All they see is the here and now. I have to go to work. I have to pay the bills. I have to make dinner. They don't have a long-term plan. Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God, to them that are called according to His purpose." So even if you're going through trials and things in the short term, you should have a long-term vision that eventually you will overcome that and it'll make you better because of it. In Matthew 25, there's the parable of the 10 virgins. Five of them trimmed their lamps and were ready. They had their oil, they had everything they needed. Five of them did not have a long-term plan. So when the time came, they weren't ready. There's the story in 1 Samuel chapter 15 where Saul overtook the city of Amalek. They told him to go in there and utterly destroy everything in that city. Well, Saul was thinking short term. He saved the king. He saved some oxen. He saved some sheep. Took them back with him because in short term, that made the most sense. He wasn't looking at the long term picture. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. He wasn't thinking long term. He just decided he would build his house. He didn't have his foundation ready. There are also some people that are farsighted. They see the distance out there. They know heaven is coming, that sort of thing. But they're not taking action today. They just sit, do their normal day-to-day, and go on with their lives. James 4:14 is the verse that says, "Life is but a vapor." You don't know how much time you have left. So you think, you know, I'll do that. I'll go talk to that person. I'll mend this friendship. I'll take these actions. I'll, you know, go down and help the church next time, always next time. You're not focused on the now. James 2 says, "Where is your faith without your works? Holding grudges, let not the sun go down upon thy wrath." There are many verses in the Bible that talk about the here and now and what you should be doing. He reminds me of the story of the little red hen, where all the farm animals are there to help. But every time she asks for help, planting the wheat, harvesting the wheat, they're all too busy. But by the time she's got the cake at the end, they all want a piece, but they weren't willing to work step by step. Only the Father knows the day that the judgment's going to be in, and it's going to come like a thief in the night. So you're guaranteed the time that we have now, but you may not have tomorrow or next week or next year. So my last point is going to be that you can learn from the Bible how to make yourself better in both these areas. If you want to learn how to look long-term, you need steadfastness, you need perseverance, you need patience. You can learn those from the story of Joseph, sold into slavery, but if you look at the overall picture, it worked out to the best for him because God knows what he's doing. Same with Job. If you look at the long-term picture, Job knew what he was doing. Abraham, God came to Abraham and said, "Get thee up, go into the land that I'm going to show you." And he did it without asking any questions, without, you know, thinking twice. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. That's the key to long-term actions. We mentioned actually during the adult class, Acts 2:42, they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, breaking of bread and in prayers. That's what we do with our long term. We meet together as a group to keep each other steadfast, to build each other up, to get that foundation so that we can be ready for long term. For short term, you need courage, you need action, you need to act today. You are given opportunities every day, you just have to take advantage of them. Jonah was given an action to go to Nineveh. He didn't do it. We see what happened there. But in the long term, when he made his focus correct, the short term actions helped him out. When Paul and Silas were in jail, even though they were in jail, they were still praising, preaching, and worshiping God. When the people realized that they had killed the Son of God, their first reaction was, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" When the Ethiopian eunuch was being taught the lesson, he saw water and immediately said, "What hinders me to be baptized now?" So the key there is you need to be acting right away. And I'm just going to close with Acts 17:30. "And in the time of ignorance God winked at, but now," short-term action, "commandeth all men everywhere to repent, because he hath appointed a day," long-term action, "in which he will judge the world in its righteousness." If you have anything that you need help for with the church here in the congregation, feel free to come forward as we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.